Bob, everybody, good afternoon. Thanks everybody for being here. And I also want to thank the organizer for giving this great opportunity to present my some part of research findings. My topic is agroforestry and grass buffer effects on selected soil quality parameters for grass pasture and row crop system. Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors who are my advisors, Ranjit Durawatta, Stephen Anderson, and Robert Kramer. Before I begin, I'd like to define some parameters of my research. As my research is concerned on soil quality parameters, I want to define soil quality as defined by Carlin et al. It is defined as a capacity of a soil to function within natural or managed ecosystem, to sustain plant and animal productivity, to maintain or enhance environmental quality as well as to support human health and habitation. Soil quality assessment is the process in which soil resources are evaluated based on the function. There are many, as we know, many physical, chemical, and soil biological processes and their interaction in time, space, and intensity are the tools for assessing soil quality. We have hypothesized that the agroforestry and grass buffer do affect the water quality aggregates. As well as the agroforestry and grass buffer also affect soil microbial diversity, various enzymatic activities, and soil nitrogen as well as soil organic carbon. As I mentioned in my hypothesis, my objectives will be to assess the water stable aggregates under various management treatments. Similarly, to assess soil enzymatic activities under various management systems, as well as soil organic carbon and nitrogen, and to compare the treatment effects and interaction for each parameters. My research site is Horticulture and Agroforestry Research Center, HARC, in New Franklin, Missouri. The experiment consisted of four gauged watershed and adjoining row crop system area, and the soils in the site are meant for silt loam. You saw in the picture the cattle grazing in the pasture area. Behind the pasture area, there is a agroforestry buffer. These are eastern cottonwood, and we have replicate watersheds grazed pasture, and in one side there is agroforestry buffer. But in another edge, there is grass buffer. In another, that's not seen in the picture. As I already mentioned, effects, I'm going to assess agroforestry and grass buffer effects. So experimental treatments consist of agroforestry buffer AGB, grass buffer GB, grazed pasture GP, and row crop RC. Soils were collected from two depths, from quadrat established in its system, and its soil collection was done on the summer of 2009. For grazed pasture and row crop system, soils were sampled across three landscape positions to assess whether there is any landscape effect. As I mentioned, there should be some parameters while assessing soil quality. So I choose the water stable aggregate percentage, some selected soil enzymes that include dehydrogenase, fluorescent diacetate, beta-glucosidase, beta-glucosaminidase, and soil nitrogen and soil organic carbon at the potential soil quality parameters. Now I would like to discuss portion of my results and discussion. As I mentioned previously, I assess landscape effect for gaze pasture and row crop two treatments. While seeing this, the landscape effect is not significant for all parameters. We expect that there should be some special variation in jam activities and water stable aggregates in landscape position also, but there is not significant. This might be due to the grazed, that water shed is not too long. There should be some period to show the significance. So I assume the landscape effect is not significant, as the experimental site is not too long term. It's less than 10 years period, that's why it's not significant for all parameters for lower, middle, and upper landscapes. Now I like to talk about water stable aggregate percentage. The water stable aggregate percentage is the soil feature, is the capacity of the soil to restrict the disruption by mechanical forces. And water stable aggregate is determined by wet sieving methods in which there is water sieved in water. And as we saw, the row crop system showed significantly lower water stable aggregates compared to the rest of the treatments. I want to call these graze pasture, AGV, and GV as a permanent vegetation treatments. Now I'd like to talk about FD activity. As you saw, there is no significant variation for FD activity. The fluorescent acetate represent a broad spectrum of enzymes like esterases, lipases, and proteases. So this includes a general microbial activities as a whole. So as it does not indicate a specific function in the soil, it shows that row crop also did not inhibit the general microbial activity in the soil. So there is no significant variation among the treatments. I would like to define so the depth effect for the FD activity. There is significant variation in two depths, as I mentioned previously. I collected soil from two depths, so there is significant variation. The reason is there is a higher organic matter accumulation in the surface soil, and there is high activity of root exudates, and that's why there is significant variation in the two depths. I will not talk the depth effect of other selected enzyme as well, because it follows the same pattern. Due to time limitation, I will just show the depth effect for FD activity. Now I would like to talk about the another enzymes, dehydrogenase. Dehydrogenase represents soil oxidation and reduction reaction in the soil. So it is responsible for organic matter decomposition in the soil. As we expect, there is significant variation in grass, graze pasture, and buffers. So there is not variation in AGV and GV, but there is variation in graze pasture and buffer treatments. And row crop is significantly lower than the rest of all treatments. The reason is we expect in graze pasture there is a manure from cattle, because in graze pasture cattle were grazing, as I saw in the previous slides. The dehydrogenase activity was measured in microgram, triphenyl formazine per gram dry soil. It's in after 24-hour incubation of the enzyme assays, and it was colorimetrically quantified as a microgram TPO per gram dry soil. Now, another selected enzymes, and beta-glucosidase is very important enzyme. It is involved in the decomposition of cellulose. The main, the poly saccharide in the soil, so it is involved in the carbon cycling, and it's very important in GEMS because, as we know, the carbon it can help to sequester carbon in the soil, so it's very important in GEMS. As we saw in the bar diagram, the row crop system showed the significantly lower activity than rest of the permanent vegetation treatments. There is not variation among the grazed pasture and the buffer areas. This might be also due to its short-term study. So maybe after 10 years duration, there might be variation in grazed pasture and buffer areas, because in grazed pasture there is input from cattle grazing as well. Now I love to describe something on treatment by depth interaction for the beta glucosidase activity, because it's significant. As you saw in the graph, there is a higher decrease in permanent vegetation treatments from surface and subsurface soil, but there is very difference in row crop system. As you see in the graph, so it's there should be some treatment and by drift interaction in beta glucosidase. Now I would like to discuss on beta glucosaminidase enzyme. It is another very significant enzyme which involved in carbon nitrogen cycling in the soil, and it's involved in the decomposition of chitin and chitobios, and so it's very important. It is measured similarly as beta glucosidase, and it is measured in microgram paranitrophenol released per gram dry soil. As you saw in the bar diagram, the row crop system is significantly lower activity than the permanent vegetation treatments, which shows the grazed pasture, agroforestry buffer, and grass buffer. As I discussed previously, for beta-glucosidase enzyme, the treatment by depth interaction is also significant here. As you saw in the graph, there is higher drop from surface to subsurface soil in grazed pasture, agroforestry buffer, and grass buffer. But there is very low variation in row crop in per surface and subsurface. As I previously mentioned, the soil enzymatic activities are linked with cycling of nutrients in the soil and decomposition of organic matter. So it's, all enzymes are highly correlated with soil nitrogen and soil organic carbon. Soil nitrogen is significantly lower in row crop system compared to other permanent vegetation treatments, as you see in the graph. Similarly, soil organic carbon, there is significant difference in row crop and rest of the permanent vegetation treatments. And it means there is high correlation in enzyme activities and soil organic carbon. Now I'd like to summarize my results and discussion. We saw the landscape effect were not different for soil parameters. The water stable aggregates, dehydrogenase and beta glucosaminidase and beta glucosidase enzymes were significantly higher in permanent vegetation treatments compared to row crop system. But fluorescent diacetate hydrolase was not significantly different for the treatments. And treatment by depth interaction were significantly higher for beta glucosidase and glucosaminidase enzymes. The outcome of the research showed that soil, most of the soil quality parameters were significantly higher in the permanent vegetation treatment compared to row crop system. The similar pattern followed for soil carbon and soil nitrogen. And these findings resemble with previous findings in the similar research, Kramer and Lee 2003, Mungai et al. And Utawata et al. 2009. Conclusion can be made that the conservation management practices that tend to increase soil organic matter accumulation and minimum disturbance in the soil will enhance soil microbial activities as well as the sustainability of the ecosystem because these parameters will signify the related to permanent vegetation, lower disturbance, succession of the soil, and microbial activity. Before I conclude, I would like to acknowledge Center for Agroforestry, University of Missouri for funding this project, and Sandeep Kumar, Jim Orbitals, and Akib Chaudhary for helping in field and laboratory assets. Thank you. Do you have any question? I'm happy to entertain to the best of my knowledge. Yes, the question was whether there is a difference in the soil type and how it will affect the soil quality parameters, is it? My answer is the soil, it will vary by soil physical properties and other chemical properties as well, but the soil type is similar in the my treatment area of the manifold silloam, and yeah, it will depend on the soil pH also, and this signifies they are most quantified in better in slightly acidic to neutral soils pH. Yes, please. Yes.
Could really contribute to N and P increases in water running through them? And two, do you think that if that happens, would that be due to mineral recycling within those systems or not?
Yeah, it's related to mineral cycling. That's obviously related to. Yeah, can you repeat your first question? Buffer system?
Yeah.
Yeah, buffer, both the grass and agroforestry buffer were in the edge of the grazed pasture, and that will obviously increase the litter quality and more organic input, and that will obviously increase the microbial activity, microbial community, and so. And the soil enzymes come from the extracellular enzymes. These will come from the microbes, and so it will obviously increase the mineralization or nutrient cycling.